That's Rita Mae with My Bad. Before that, we had Violet Hurst with Alternative Ways to Pray. We actually have Violet on the line now. Kia ora, Violet.
Kia ora, how's it going?
Good, thank you. How are you?
I'm pretty good.
Yeah?
Yep, just enjoying getting into the evening.
Yeah, lovely. Thank you so much for joining us. We're going to chat a little bit about your new single, For You, which is just so stunning.
Thank you. That's really sweet.
I have a lot of interesting things to talk about with this, I think, because I am a really big fan of Donegal, your most recent album. But I feel like For You is quite different from Donegal. Would you agree?
Yeah, totally. But that's personally just lovely to hear that you were a fan of that album. That's a big thing for me. Thank you. That's really sweet. But yeah, it is different. It's like first it was recorded totally differently. I mean, it was my first time in a studio, a proper studio.
Mm.
So I recorded it with the same person, with Dee Stevens, but yeah, we were at Roundhead in Tamaki where he is working, and when I did that album, we had a week and we were at a house, and you can kind of hear that in the recording. It's quite homely, but in 4 years, it's definitely clean, and we only had a day, so it was like, it was a bit more of a rush, and but then again, actually, a lot of the synths you hear on that song, I had already pre-recorded, and then gave it a spruce up afterwards.
So a really different process. Do you think that you kind of went into the process of making For You like, I'm going to make something really different, or do you think it just kind of happened quite organically with the process being so different?
Yeah, I think it was actually, the song had existed for over a year, and I came up with it, or I made it in my bedroom kind of alone, and that in itself was a different process. I hadn't really demoed much for Donegal. I kind of just went in and knew what I wanted the songs to be like, but For You was one of those songs I wrote while I was producing it and kind of making the demo, so that's kind of how it came about. And I think also I've been living up in Tamaki Makaurau and enjoying the city, and the city to me is always so much more like electronic and has really sharp shapes, whereas I don't know, the countryside is definitely more of a soft guitar sound, you know, kind of soothing.
Beautiful to like incorporate where you're at in life into the sounds of the song. That's really cool. I want to talk a little bit about the video as well, because it's homemade on a handy cam, right?
Yes, a borrowed handy cam.
Very nice. Ben. I love that. I think that kind of reminds me of how you were just talking about recording Donegal and having those raw sounds of the house that it was recorded in. Is that kind of having those raw elements like handycam footage and the sounds of the surroundings, is that something that's quite important to you to incorporate in your music?
I think definitely. I've maybe lately been thinking more about this and thinking more about things that I like and things I want to represent, I guess. But I definitely enjoy seeing things that are, you can tell are kind of handmade or aren't so polished and are a bit raw. Like that. It's a tough thing though in music, especially in New Zealand with the funding. There's so many high quality videos out there that I think that kind of becomes, or can become, the standard. But yeah, I guess I just believe in the raw emotions and those things, and I like a lot of stuff like that. Anyway, so that win the circle.
Yeah, I guess a lot of people like turn to the raw elements out of necessity sometimes because the resources aren't always there, but then it becomes a little bit part of the overall vibe and aesthetic anyway.
Yeah, exactly. I definitely was feeling internet girl for this song. It kind of, I think with the synthesizers and stuff, it kind of had that, it has that kind of SoundCloud sound, and I think low pixels are associated with that. So I kind of thought it would be fine, and then my budget agreed with that, and that was it.
Nice. It's a very cool vibe, Internet Girl, to tap into. Is that something we can expect from stuff from you in the future as well?
Oh, I don't think so. Oh, I mean, a balance. I mean, I've been loving the new Charlie XCX album, parts of it, and I think that's a real Internet Girl. There's a really funny, there's a part in her video where they talk about the finding the hottest new Internet Girl. Anyways, no, not me, but definitely enjoy playing. Yeah, I definitely enjoy playing with like newer, like meta kind of things, I think. Mm. But yeah, I'm going to keep producing more in that way of demoing on my laptop and seeing how the songs grow like that.
It's such a cool, I think, like the possibility for that crossover between Internet Girl and the rawness of a lot of your aesthetic is really, really exciting. And, you know, speaking of the video, filmed on a beach down in Utupoti, that's like very true to where you've come from and the kind of aesthetic as well, yeah?
Yeah, I mean, it's also, again, it's like where I am now, and that is definitely just down here on cold winter beach with one person that I love, so that's great. But
I definitely feel as though Violet Hurst is like beautiful, perfect winter music. Like sometimes I just want to be in the car in the rain and listen to Violet Hurst, you know, and I
Thank
think a
you.
Lot
that's...
of our listeners can agree.
Oh, that's really reassuring. I think, yeah, sometimes I feel alone when I want to listen to Elliot Smith on a rainy day, but I'm glad that kind of, slow, warm music is still getting people excited.
Mm-hmm. Beautiful. You've just done a string of some really cool-looking shows. Talk to us about what Violet Hurst Live has been like recently.
Yeah, I just finished up a little series of shows with Office Dog touring for their US fundraiser show. Their US fundraiser. And that was really fun. Really fun to be back in Tamaki and Pornicky and then play a big one in Otiputi as well. I've just been having fun, I think, and experimenting. It was just really good timing with the song to put that out, and then I guess I've been doing a karaoke style version of it live.
Mm-hmm.
And that's been really fun to dance and test kind of how the audience responds to that when they're used to me playing or picking a guitar or playing a piano. It's nice to kind of do something different. I'm trying to do more of that.
Cool, because a lot of your live stuff is solo, right?
Yes, yeah. I did have a live band in Auckland, but I'm down south now, and they're too far away. And they're also, everyone's got their own projects. That was Reuben Scott, and he plays under Saltwater Criminals, and then Mitch and Kane, who are a part of Office Dogs. So. It'll definitely make a comeback at some point, and possibly in a couple months. But I also just enjoy the challenge of, just the freeness of doing whatever I want, especially when I want to do a song last minute. That's really great to only rely on yourself.
Well, it's very cool to see like the result of your solo stuff as well as band stuff and how those two kind of styles mesh in terms of the process and the outcome. Have you got more live shows lined up? Are you taking a little break?
I am taking a little break. I just played a show on the weekend opening for Death and the Maiden down here, which was really cool. Definitely check out their new album. I haven't done many diverse shows down here, but that was a whole new crowd for me, and that was really exciting. I am taking a break now. I'm going to be joining Office Dog just as a kind of supporting band member for their US tour in October. So
cool.
Kind of just saving up for that and trying to make more music. Yeah, so less social time.
Yeah, nice. Just hibernating and making music. That's what we like to hear.
Yeah, definitely. If the opportunity comes up, I will. And I will probably get bored and want to plan something before then. So fingers crossed I get that feeling.
Beautiful. Thank you so much, Violet, for chatting with us today. I reckon it's time to listen to this track. This is For You by Violet Hirst. Thank you so much, Violet, for chatting with us. It's been a pleasure.
Thank you so much. Likewise.
Ka kite.
Bye.
I wanna hold you.